This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about 3 months ago. We're talking about no other than Splash Beverage Group, Inc. And I tell you what, if you could have gotten this company in June, you would be making a lot of money. You could have bought it around 35, 40 cents a share. Now it's trading above $3.50. You can find them on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol is SBEV. And with us today is the CEO and chairman. We're very fortunate, lucky to have him, is Robert Nadisko. Robert, very much appreciate for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Everett. We're excited and glad to be here.
You know, rumor has it you guys are planning on to move from the pink sheets directly right on the NASDAQ. Please explain to us.
Absolutely. It's more than a rumor. It's our intention and a fact. We have actually already filed our S-1 with the SEC. And fortunately, we received back just a couple of really simple comments, honestly, mostly typos and a wrong date. And now we'll be assigning an underwriter later this week, and we'll be going out to our secondary offering and uplisting to NASDAQ. We do believe we're 100% qualified.
Let me ask you this. How are you guys progressing on the Copa acquisition? Do you anticipate any other acquisitions here in the near future or this year?
Yeah, Copa is an outstanding strategic acquisition for us. It fits perfectly in our portfolio and also comes with an extra layer of DSD, direct sales delivery beer distributors, which is an important component to the deal. We are, as you know, obviously we're public, so we needed Copa to get their financials audited. Their auditors are just about done with that. We're targeting a closing of that deal at the end of the month. And we're really looking forward to working with James Martin, the founder. You know, he founded that brand on Shark Tank. I don't think he ever accepted any cash from the sharks, but he's been on the show a couple of times. He's a prolific, interesting man, and looking forward to working together. And it's a perfect complement to our portfolio. You know, our other brand, Tap Out Performance, which is a hydration and recovery product, lives, you know, in some warehouses, but also throughout the DSD network. So it'll be great for our beer distributors to have two proven brands to work with.
You know, speaking of proven, you definitely have a proven background yourself. And people ask me, hey, Ev, what stock should I buy? And I said, always look at management, management, management. That being said, what lessons did you learn from working to introduce and build the Red Bull brand, if you will? And how do you think that you'll be able to use that knowledge to benefit Splash Beverage?
Oh, wow. Boy, I wish we had about an hour and I could tell you rolling out Red Bull. But you know, just to back up briefly, I'm a beverage guy, Everett. That's all I know. I started my career with Gallo. Worked with Diageo, I worked with Republic National, and then, of course, you know, founder at Red Bull, not an owner, just one of the founding employees. But we learned so much because our owner, Dietrich Mateschitz, who is the founder of the brand in Austria, really gave us he used to say in his broken English, you know, Robert, we give you the right, you know, of irrational decision, meaning collect consumers at one time, take your time. If you're not ready for the big chains, then just tell them politely no for right now. And so rolling that brand out, you know, everything from all six marketing platforms to our DSD plan to our hybrid distribution plan was an amazing experience. We took that from literally zero. We had a pallet of product sitting in the garage to $1.64 billion in annual turnover until I left. So I believe the brand's accelerating since then as well. So it was an incredible experience. And that really, honestly, the relationships are really driving, you know, our early success at Splash. You know, I was fortunate enough to give away a lot of Red Bull distributorships to some very, very successful distributorships. So we have a lot of trust, both on distribution and at retail. They remember us and they're glad to be working with us again.
You know, I want to get back to the first question we talked about, the NASDAQ. When do you think that's going to happen? When do you think the listing is going to happen?
You know, like I said earlier, we're pretty organized on our end. We're about to start the application process with NASDAQ. Fortunately, the SEC is moving pretty quickly. So I'm told by our law firm, which is McKinsey, Ross & Ferentz in New York. Great guys, by the way, top of the food chain in taking people from private to public. Darren Ocasio is our partner there, but he's explaining that NASDAQ's a little bit backed up right now. So that may take, you know, 5-6 weeks to get through the application process. But beyond that, we're ready. We're about to sign an underwriter. We're in the middle of those negotiations. Can't tell you who just yet. But once that's done, we're ready to go. So I have to give you a range between, at best case scenario, 60 days outside, probably 90 to 100 days, somewhere in that range.
Your brands are sold in the U.S. and Mexico. Do you guys have any plans to expand your distribution beyond those two countries?
Yes, we do. We're in the process of negotiating four actually different countries right now. Two are in Latin America, one is Asia, and one is Western Europe. The nice thing about our strategic approach here at Splash is we have two core values, and one of which is we only deal with brands with either pre-existing brand awareness and or, pre-existing traction somewhere or pure innovation. So if there's pre-existing brand awareness, like Tap Out, it's an old brand and it's been around for, the core brand, I should say, has been around for 23 years. So there's a lot of awareness over there. And as we apply that intellectual property to beverage, people go, oh, okay, yeah, I know this. I trust it already. That's happening not just domestically, but all across Europe and frankly in Asia. Same thing with salt tequila. We believe we're the first line of flavored tequilas, chocolate, berry, and citrus. And it's an innovative thing. You're sitting around a table. Think about what flavors did for rum, what flavors did for vodka. Now what flavors are doing for brown goods even. No one's done it really well yet for tequila. So we're pretty excited about that as well. So that innovation piece will carry us into international markets as well.
In the coming weeks, a lot of people are going to be looking up your stock and saying, oh, doggone it, I missed the move. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I have to be careful. This isn't official guidance, but I can tell you as CEO and co-founder, and you can look this up in our 10-Qs, so I'm not telling you anything out of school here, but I have well into 8 figures in investment in this company, and I'm not a particularly wealthy guy, but I am thrilled to have that investment in this company. As we realize our vision moving forward, in addition, you asked earlier about acquisition. We're talking with others about acquisition. So we have a two platform stage for growth, grow our current brands and our current portfolio organically, and then also buy revenue through acquisition. And yes, we're speaking to other groups about that, right now. So we're expecting, pretty good performance on our plan for the next 24 to 36 months.
Robert, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I want them to understand, really, people. People are what make this thing work. And our team is the best of the best. Our executive team is phenomenal. Our nutritionist is one of the top five in the country. He'll be able to tap all types of people for credible usage on the product, and we'll use that information, that content, to build belief in the brands. Our board is unbelievable. We're assembling the best of the best. In fact, I can tell you on this podcast that Peter McDonough, who is the number two guy for Diageo globally,
yep,
and their chief innovation officer, is joining our board again. That will be announced in a day or two. He's signing his paperwork. A couple other people, I can't tell you who they are just yet, but at that same level. So it really comes down to people, brand, and both of our products, our current products, are deemed essential. And even Copa di Vino, we're looking at a lot of grab and go, a lot of takeout in this country now in the on-premise channel. It's a perfect brand to fit into that style of consumption. So we really position ourselves very, very well. And the last thing I'll leave you with is we developed our own vertical B2B and B2C platform as well. The world's moving that direction. So we wanted to get ahead of it. We hired a really great group of young men out of New York to run that thing. So we have a tremendous B2B and B2C platform on top of everything else. We can incubate, accelerate brands, and then migrate them over to traditional channels of distribution. So were really organized and set really, really well. Best people, best brands in the right categories, with the wind at our backs on a lot of this stuff. So that's it. We just hope that everybody understands it's a long-term proposition, and I hope they join the team.
My guest today has been Robert Nadisko. He is the CEO and chairman of Splash Beverage Group. Take a look at him. You can find him on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is SBEV. Robert, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully I didn't scare you away. Hopefully you'll come back on and be a regular guest. Come back on in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
I would be honored to. And it was an absolute pleasure. And thank you for your time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.